Matthew chapter number 28. Matthew chapter number 28. And verse number 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and set upon it. And his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment was white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did quake and become as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear ye not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Verse 1. It says, and as it began to dawn, the Lord will stand by me and help me this morning. I want to preach to you when your sunset turns to dawn. Father, how do you say thank you to you for what you've done in this meeting? For the sweet lives, God, the innocent young that the devil has tried to torment being delivered. And for those in the middle of the battle that you've comforted. For those that are older that you've encouraged to go on, and for all the good things that have done. And my only regret this morning is, Lord, that there's not been so many more. But we're asking you to do that. Now for a little while, Lord, just hide me in the cross. Don't let me say one thing that don't need to be said, or fail to say everything that must be said for the glory of God. We'll give you the praise and the honor and the glory. Again, we ask you in the name of Jesus, and this congregation said amen. When the sunset turns to dawn, it has always been the divine order of things. Now, we've got things backwards. We talk of morning and noon and night. But it's always been the divine order, and the evening and the morning were the first day. The end and then the beginning. This makes up the day. The Bible actually begins with an end and ends with a brand new beginning. Amen. Behold, we read at the close of the book, behold, I make all things new. Amen. The first page of the Bible, tragedy, catastrophe, and an end. Then on the last page of the Bible, a beautiful new beginning. And between the end and the beginning, is the unfolding of all revelation. The unfolding of all that we call life. From here to there. The revelation of grace. Amen. Genesis closes with a barred gate. Revelation talks about an open door. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ is hanging on a cross. From about 9 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 hours of agony. And Jesus Christ dies. Joseph of Arimathea comes along with Nicodemus, and they take down the body, the broken body, and they put it in a tomb that Joseph has reserved for himself. And they roll the stone over the door, and the seal is placed. And this is, the sun goes down on Friday. The old black preacher said, I know it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. I felt like about 1 o'clock this morning to tell somebody, it's been dark a while. It's been some dark a while around you, and you've stumbled around some things in the dark. But I felt like telling you, for the church, individually and collectively, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. Oh, it's the end. The seal is set. The guard is placed. It's the end. The disciples believes it. The organized church believes it. Even his mama believes it. The end of a beautiful life. This wasn't the way we thought it was going to be. But now he's dead. Now it's over. But early on the first day of the week. I wish I had Brother Savage here to preach about 5 minutes on the resurrection. If you ever heard him preach, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, he had the squirrels a-barking. Amen. He had the birds a-singing. And there's everyone saying, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive. land where the sun went down, it looked black. But there's always going to be a sunrise. They went to that tomb and at dawn, and they found it empty. What looked like a horrible ending was the beginning. What looked like defeat now was victory. What looked like the end of God's intervention became the beginning, the dawn of world redemption. I said it was the dawn of world redemption. Amen. They made it for defeat. God turned it to victory. I come to tell you this morning, a little while I'm mindful of the time, because I got a man following me that I have learned to respect, and I want to hear what he's got to say. But what if God can take something as horrible, indescribably gruesome and awesome as this crucifixion scene, if he can do that and turn it in to the dawn of a brand new era, the world will never be the same again. Amen. You can take the cross and charge hell. Amen. And you'll come out victorious. Amen. He'll divide everything now. Amen. Jesus Christ is alive and well. Hallelujah. We're not serving a dead religion. Amen. In a form or a fashion. Bless God, we are worshiping Him. Amen. Who is almighty. John said, I saw Him that sat upon the throne. And He held in His hand a book written, and a strong proclamation was made. Search out and find me somebody that is worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof. And a great manhunt dispatched to the universe. No man worthy, no angel worthy, nobody worthy. And suddenly, he said, I began to weep and to cry. Amen. Because there was no man found worthy. And all of a sudden, amen, one said unto me, weep not, for behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And all of a sudden, I saw something that had been there all the time, but it was hid in the light. Some folks said I had things in the darkness, but this was hidden the light from out of the midst of the glory. Step one, not a mighty warrior, not the greatest fighting machine that had ever been invented, but a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And he came and took the book. Oh, and all of a sudden, men that had won crowns, men that had crowns, gold crowns, silver-winning crowns, all kinds of crowns, amen, were thrown at the feet of the one who stood, amen, with a crown of thorns. Victorious over the world and the flesh and the devil. Hell had their party, but there came a day when the party was over. Behold, I am alive. I'm alive forevermore, and I hold the keys of death, of hell, and the grave. Why should, amen, jail have any fear for me? Brother Tim, if I know that you had the key, well, if I know that you had the key, you'd come let me out. Amen. I got to preach this. Amen. If God can turn that around, how won't you know he can turn around where you are? But Brother Gabbard, you don't understand. Let me tell you the fact. Let me tell you that faith can overcome the fact. The fact is that Lazarus is dead. The fact is, he's decomposing, he stinks. But faith said, roll back the stone. Oh, hallelujah. The fact is, you may be in a stinking mess, but if you roll the stone back, amen, faith will overcome the fact. beating Jacksonville, Alabama, men that I've loved with all of my heart for a lot of years. My brother-in-law, Johnny, died at 28. And I'm going to tell you, it was in the winter months right before Christmas. Windshield factor was 40 below zero. And there he was with our hearts broke. So cold that they'd try to bring flares from the inside, and they'd wilt before they get them inside. And I was, not only was I brokenhearted, but I was disappointed in God. Brother Lindell, she called me and said, John's dead, 2 o'clock in the morning. I said, don't come tell nobody. I didn't tell Ann. I jumped up and grabbed my clothes. As soon as I get the old car started, I drove over there, walked to that bedroom where he was laying there, and told him to get up. You see, you're crazy. Well, it had happened before. There had been a couple of people that had got up. And after about a half an hour, I realized, when I finally got to my senses, I said, God, I was right beside of him in church tonight, praying on the altar. Why didn't you let me talk to him and then take him home? And the Lord said, you wouldn't let him go home. You would not have turned him loose. Yeah, no, you wouldn't have. You could, and I couldn't have now. I wouldn't have. But you know what the last thing he said was? He said, I'll see you in the morning. And I can see the dawning of the day. But 10 big old mountain boys come across that mountain all the way out of Virginia. When I looked up and I seen Ralph Horton leading that bunch of mountain boys, them big Horton boys and big Mike Roberts walking up that aisle, something lifted up in my spirit. And that's why, that ain't much about us. That's why I told you, if you tell me you're my friend, you're my friend. Because once we join up, we've joined up for the duration. Amen. I might not agree and I might tell you, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to write with you. I'm going to ride with you. That's why when we're sitting at a table in a big camp meeting somewhere in America, and somebody brought the name up of Benny Sutherland, and there was a situation in his church he had dealt with, and they didn't think I'd been dealt with that way. I scooted myself back from the table, and I said, number one, Finn, we are autonomous. Every church is by its pastor, and we're not part of your organization. And number two, you may have a right to disagree with how he runs his church. But number three is, don't you dare attack his integrity or character. Because he ain't here to offend it, but I am. So that's why when them big mountain boys come across there that night, that's when they got in trouble down the road. The enemy said to the world, so that next camp meeting when I preached it, said Will Horton couldn't get nobody to preach it, so he brought a hard gun in. I said, go back and tell him it wasn't a hard gun, but it's a gun, brother, loaded. Amen. We're going to stand and help each other. Amen. But there's always, I want you to know there's a dawning above. I know when it looks hopeless. And that's what, so a little while later in Alabama, when me and this preacher were scheduled to preach the meeting together, and they got him out of that thing, a rack of skin and bones, that mighty mountain man. Not a hair on his head. Cancer eating away. Helping him. We finally got down there, and he looked at me like, if you've ever been looked at by Ralph Horton in big old eyes. And he asked me, and I said, you can't tell it, Ralph. But he didn't listen to that, so he's told it, so I guess I go ahead and tell you. I said, Ralph, I said, God's going to move. That night I preached on when faith overcomes the fact. The doctor said this, that's the fact. But what he don't know is faith in an almighty God lays hold on the horns of the altar, reaches out into nothing, and transforms it into a glorious miracle. Brother Ralph went home, went back to there. There are some things you're not understanding where you are. Don't make a decision while you're in the dark. You know, things look different in the dark. You know, in the mountains, we're all the time telling, you are too. You tell all those booger stories, you know. Now, I've got to be careful here and use a simple language. I ain't got time to teach an English class. I didn't realize yesterday when I was talking about shocking corn, somebody thought I was putting the juice to it. Some of these young guys didn't know what a Mackinaw was. That's a poor man's overcoat. They probably don't know what brogans are. That's the one pair of shoes you got. That's why when Mama got me up at 4:30 in the morning and sent me to the holler field to get the cattle, I didn't wear my shoes, even though it was a frosting. Couldn't afford to wear them out. I'd find the cows and kick them up and head them towards the gap and warm my feet there where they've been laying. But I ain't got time to explain all those proper terms to you, you know. But I'm telling you, God, there's a dawning. You see them little booger stories, you know. They've seen ghosts. And there's a place called Low Gap in our part of the country. They've been a haint. That's what they call it. You know what a haint is? Okay. Well, that place is, they've been a haint there. And they folks, actually, you know, grown men didn't want to walk out there. And I coon hunted in there. And I come up that little Low Gap deal. And I seen their haint. And I thought, well, now, so you're the booger. And the guard Harris wasn't standing up on the back of my neck. But I was easing up toward it. And you know what it was? On a certain night, with the moon a certain way, that foxfire growing on the backside of that rock and that oak tree looked just black. I know. But I want to say to you this morning, if you're in the dark, wait a while before you make a decision. That thing that looks so big right now is just a bush. That thing that looks so big right now is just a rock out there. Amen. When the sun comes up in the morning, it'll look all different to you. When God brought again our captivity, he said we were like them that walk out of sleep. Amen. All that you're going through right now, you'll look back when the sun's shining, and it won't be, you know, it'll be like a bad dream. The brighter the sun gets, the farther it fades away. There's not a one of us here. I'm going to tell you this morning, if you've been in this world very long, that you've not had an experience of some kind of an awful sunset. When you thought life can't never be like it was again. There can't be any joy in it. But I want you to know that my master is a master of transforming darkness into light. Sometimes what you thought was the end of the road was just a bend in the road. And on the other side of the hill, there's a glorious surprise awaiting for you. You hadn't even thought about that. But you'll be so glad you stayed with us. You'll be so glad you didn't quit. You'll be so glad you didn't make a decision in the dark. And when you look back and see what the sun's brought up this morning. Amen. I got to hurry. You know, I heard about a feller. I got to confess to you. I can talk a little properer than I do. But this is me. And I just am what I am. But I heard about a feller that he had a little house, a little garden, and a little mill that ground corn. And he had a happy little life. And that's all he ever wanted to do was just grind corn, do a turn of corn now and then. And you know, just he'd been there for a lot of years, and there'd never been a flood like that. But one day there came a flood. That river come roaring down through there. It washed away his meal. It washed away his house. It washed away his garden. This man comes back, looks at the changed course of the river, and realizes there'll never be a meal here again. Yesterday, I was a pretty happy feller. Today, I'm a poor. Brother Birdsong, while he was standing there looking at the destruction over yonder on the other bank, and uncovered the richest vein of gold. The name of that man that found it was Sutter. Sutter's Mill. The gold rush that took California. The tragedy that made him a pauper last night made him a millionaire this morning. Hallelujah. It looked horrible last night. Amen. But God specializes. Amen. And things thought impossible. And he knows how to turn it around one more time for you. Say, Brother Johnny, it's the darkest time we've ever seen, and it is. I'm not that older man, but I'm a history. I don't know that I've ever seen a time, and there's nothing here that we haven't fought before. But we're fighting it all at one time. Never has it come in like it's coming in. This flood is coming in, and really, politically, economically, socially, and religiously, it's dark. It's dark. And it's grossly dark. But when I look in this old black book, and I think of the conditions of a world in famine and a world in darkness, and Joseph, God had been a grooming of Joseph, and Joseph became the savior of his world and the progenitor of his line. Amen. God put him through the darkest time. They took him down into prison, whose feet they hurt with fetters, but hard come into his soul. I think of a time when the mighty Pharaoh of Egypt was killing every male baby, whipping and beating and broken. God's people have been crying for a long, long, long number of centuries. But when it got its darkest, along come an old man with a staff. Walked right into the king's palace. What are you doing here? I am that I am. Sent me to tell you, let my people go. And the sun began to come up again. Where it had been dark for a mighty long time. I think of a Samuel, a David, and then of the one above them all. Jesus. Jesus. The Bible said the day star, that's the one that lights up just before dawn. He said the day star has come, signaling the dawning of a brand new day. Each time, and I'm hurrying, that the world was in darkness, dying in the night, each in his turn brought a new morning, a new beginning. Now, church, I'm telling you, morning's coming. Morning's coming. I wish I had that big old ugly Indian with them feet about that long. George Davis, I wish he was here this morning. Shake them big jaws, let us flop. And sing, like pilgrim we have wandered in this wilderness too long. We've been tried and tested, and many things gone wrong. But I'm not discouraged, and I'm not dismayed, for I can see the dawning of a brand new day. Amen. Oh, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. Amen. Church, I want to tell you, in the midst of this darkness, morning's coming. Amen. Morning's coming. The light's going to shine on us again. For the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. And ye shall be like calves of the stall. You've been pinned up a while. I know what you call it. What you want? Well, bull calves, when I was a boy, we kept them and in a stall until there was veeling age. At the veeling age, they make more money than any other time from a farmer that set them. We kept them in a stall. They never seen nothing but the inside of that barn, them four walls. But there come a day when you'd flip the latch and let him go outside. Have you ever seen it? Have you? How do you do? He'll get up there. He gets out in the grass. But then all of a sudden, he realizes the old barn's gone. I've got a brand new world here. And he goes kicking and bucking and running and jumping and having him a time. And God said, that's the way it's going to be for you after a while. You think you've lost your shout. You think you've lost your song. And they go, but I want you to know you're going to step out of that darkness one of these mornings. Amen. Into the dawning of a brand new day. Oh, hallelujah to God and the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, God never does anything less. He always does something better. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all. I believe the reason we'll keep shouting on the hills of glory is because every, however you measure time, you can't call it a day, but every day, every minute, every moment, however you measure eternity, I think, Brother Linville, I'll have a new revelation of his glory. I think throughout eternity of eternities, I just keep seeing and the majesty and the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You ain't seen nothing yet. He'll do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think. You think it was a miracle when a virgin had a baby? You think it was a miracle when Jesus got up after being dead? Well, I'm going to tell you something. One of these days, and it won't be long, you're going to look for me and I'll be gone. I'm going to move a little higher. I'm going to move a little higher. One of these days, the trumpet's going to sound. That old black preacher said, I don't know if Gable's going to blow the horn. I don't know if that's Bible or not, but I like it. That old black preacher said, Gable walks up to God and says, God, what is that horn up there for? We ain't never heard nobody play that horn. He said, oh, that horn gave him for a special day. He said, that's a special time. He said, you'll get a day after a while. But Lord, could I just handle it? So one day he said, Gabriel, get her down there. But just one little toot. Just one. And said he blowed on it. And he walked into heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Years gone by and he bagged him again. He said, can I do it again? He said, yeah, but just one little toot. And he blowed on a little toot. And a chariot of horse fire come riding Elijah right into the throne room. That's it, no more. But oh, one of these days, and it won't be long. Hey, man, Gabriel, going to sound that trumpet. And the dead in Christ are going to get up first. Amen. And then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up. Amen. Graves are bursting. Saints are shouting. Change in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, when the Son of Righteousness shall rise and reign forever and ever and ever and ever. But until then, hang on. God's going to give you some heaven to go to heaven in. Amen. Amen. That's why I believe that this revival will be the biggest and the bestest that you've ever seen. One last sweep. Saints are worshiping. Saints are magnifying. Oh, what a day that'll be. Amen. But Brother John, it's awful dark right now, I know. But I'm telling you, I done see the day star. It ain't gonna be long. It ain't be long. I never have cared much about deer hunting. Believe it or not, Ann likes it. And I like about anything Ann likes. I hate shopping. I hate shopping. But I tell you what, Ann likes shopping. And since I like being with Ann, we go shopping every now and then. But the bestest part to me about a deer hunt is climbing up on that stand and sitting there and watching the day wake up. Hearing the first bird, the first squawking of the old squirrel, and watching the sun come up. And I feel like that I'm a sitting on the stand. I'm watching for the. I'm hearing some rustling in the leaves. I'm hearing a faint sound. Amen. And I'm looking for the sun coming up in the morning. Oh, yes, church. I can see the dawning of a brand new day. Oh, yes. So hang on! Don't make a decision right now. Wait and see what the end is going to be. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm telling you, I don't think I'm glad of every miracle. I'm glad of my heritage. I'm glad of the stories of yesterday. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now the good old days are all past and gone. And you couldn't call them back if you tried. But the God who lived in those good old days is a walking right here by my side. He's a walking right here by my side. Amen. And the best is yet to come. The darkness is followed by the dawn. Jesus turned the water into wine. And the governor says, you've done this exactly opposite the way the world does it. So they put their best out first. And then that was said, you've saved the best to last. I'll tell you what. This 300 pounds is feeling a little lighter right now. All of these died in the faith. Not having received the promise. What they're doing? They're waiting on me. They're waiting on me and you. Amen. There's a table on the other side. They're waiting on us. Amen. Peter started it in the first, but I'm going to live in the last days. Peter saw the beginning of it. I'm going to see the ending of it. Amen. I'm going to see, and I believe the church will be shouting and a dancing and a worshiping and a praising God, and souls will be running to the altar. Amen. And when that last one slides in and the trumpet sounds, it's over with, and we go out of here a glorious church. Not a defeated church. Amen. Not a church down and out and breaker and baggerly, but a glorious church, not having a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing. Living in the sunlight. Hallelujah. I felt like about 1 o'clock this morning telling somebody here, it may be dark, but hang on. It's a fixing to get better. It's a fixing to get better. Amen. It's a fixing to change. Amen. What a day that'll be. Amen. You've saved the best till last. And until he does, just stay right where you are. Because I want you to know that the psalmist said, he prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And I want you to hear me. God's a-fixing to turn your battle into a banquet. Stand with me, lift your hands. Let's praise him.